Garrity's mouth was dry. He had never in his life been so aware of his feet. He wondered if he might freeze and get his ticket on the starting line. He wondered what it would feel like if... His wristwatch said 8:59. The major was studying a stainless steel pocket chronometer. He raised his finger slowly, and everything hung suspended with his hand. The 100 boys watched it carefully, and the silence was awful and immense. The silence was everything. Garrity's watch said 9 o'clock, but the poised hand did not fall. Do it! Why doesn't he do it? He felt like screaming it out. Then he remembered that his watch was a minute fast. You could set your watch by the major, only he hadn't. He had forgotten. The major's fingers dropped. Luck to all, he said. His face was expressionless, and the reflector sunglasses hid his eyes. They began to walk smoothly, with no jostling. Garrity walked with them. He hadn't frozen. Nobody froze. His feet passed beyond the stone marker, in parade step with McVries on his left and Olson on his right. The sound of feet was very loud.
This is it. This is it. This is it.
The group began to spread out, each person finding his own stride and speed. The half-track clanked along the soft shoulder, throwing thin dust. The tiny radar dishes turned busily, monitoring each walker's speed with a sophisticated onboard computer. Low-speed cutoff was exactly 4 miles an hour.
Warning! Warning 88!
Garrity started and looked around. It was Stebbins. Stebbins was 88. Suddenly, he was sure Stebbins was going to get his ticket right here, still in sight of the starting post.
Smart!
It was Olson.
What?
Garrity asked. He had to make a conscious effort to move his tongue. The guy takes a warning while he's still fresh and gets an idea of where the limit is, and he can slough it easy enough. You walk an hour without getting a fresh warning, you lose one of the old ones. You know that.
Sure I know it,
Garrity said. It was in the rule book. They gave you 3 warnings. The 4th time you fell below 4 miles an hour, you were out of the walk.